It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
630 Chad Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Weekdays at 6 on 630 Chad.
Okay, so that was Riley Wislowski on the show in the last half hour, defenseman for the Wichita Thunder. And I got a text here from Brian. He says, Reed, I couldn't quite make out what your guest said that a player at the top of the league might make. Did he say $1,000 per game? No, he said $1,000 per week for a top player in the ECHL. So that's part of the reason we were talking to Riley. He took us through his journey from the MJHL to the NCAA to the ECHL and the CHL. And he said a lot of the players who play in these leagues might do a summer hockey camp and supplement their income this way, but they might not have the opportunity to do that as well. He was a really intelligent guy, really interesting to talk to him. And as he mentioned, he played for Derek Laxtal with the Idaho Steelheads. And I texted Derek during the interview and said he really enjoyed coaching Riley and thought he was a really good guy. So that was a fun interview for sure. You heard from Gord Wilson, Ottawa Senators analyst. You ever miss anything, you can go to the Audio Vault on 630ched.com or look for the show place page for Inside Sports. Look for the show page for Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, too. He had Kyler Yamamoto on the show today. He was really interesting. We'll play some Yamamoto clips before we get done tonight. As we take you through this journey through the pandemic, and we don't know how it's going to go, we will keep you here on Inside Sports, bringing you the best stories, the best guests that we can. We've had a pretty fun week. We've had some Oilers on. We had Ryan King from the Eskimos on. We had Eskimos GM Brock Sunderland. We had Archibald Jones Benning from the Oilers. We had Tim Roy on the show on Monday night, the play-by-play voice for the Golden State Warriors. He was absolutely awesome to listen to. And in the next half hour, we're going to go to New Zealand. Hopefully the tin cans we use for phones, Kellen, are working. Because we're going to do this from time to time, too. We're just going to talk to people like you. People who are passionate about either the Oilers or the Eskimos or both. We had Chad Gansky on the show earlier in the week, grew up in Red Deer, moved to the West Coast, and he's on an island literally and figuratively cheering for the Oilers in British Columbia. And he's published a couple science fiction books, so we'll go to New Zealand for the next half hour of the show. But right now, we're going to stay right here in Edmonton, bring Oilers Now host Bob Stauffer onto the show, a guy who travels with the team. Bob, you got to go overseas with the Oilers about a year and a half ago, and I'm looking forward to talking to Greg tonight, and I'm sure you've met some Oilers fans from places far and wide in your travels as well.
Yeah, absolutely, Reed. I mean, part of it, we do those Oilers Now road trips with New West Travel, but those are usually folks from Northern Alberta that are making that trip. One of the guys that we would see would be in Florida, and he's a younger guy, I would say probably now mid to late 30s, but he actually comes in from the Cayman Islands, and he works for a fairly prominent, you just need to look up Cayman Island billionaires. He works for this individual, and then he comes in and he would always see us in Florida. And so he's a guy that we tend to see on the road. I mean, I've got, certainly in the Canadian markets, there's kind of wherever we go, there's, you know, some guys that I've met along the way. And it was interesting you had Gord Wilson on, because it was a week ago Friday we found out about Gord and the challenge that he had with COVID-19. But I think of the one guy that sort of, and I'll just leave it that he works for an individual in Cayman Islands. It's a story that's been covered by NBC. Maybe the sort of story that gets covered less moving forward, because we've got such an interesting challenge here. And, you know, dealing with this COVID-19 pandemic. But no question, it's a privilege to travel. And, you know, the Oilers had, you and me talked before the interview started, the Oilers had three 5-day road trips in the 5 weeks before we got shut down with the pause. And so interesting times indeed, and, you know, giving us a dose of reality as well.
Yeah. Well, I love people with great stories, and that's the one of the best things about this job for me is the interaction. And I know you get it on Oilers Now, and Rob and I hear it after games. I mean, we've had calls from Australia and England and parts of the United States and several texts during those games. So that's why I thought, let's get to know these people, right? Because everybody has a story. And there are some parts of the world where I'm thinking, okay, obviously in Canada, all the hockey fans have support and the Oilers have support coast to coast. But sometimes I'm just like, okay, how do you live where you live? And you've chosen the National Hockey League and the farthest, the northernmost franchise as your team, right? So that's what I want to get to the bottom of with somebody like Greg that we have coming up.
We have a guy. I don't. Does Val from the Northeast Desert in Colorado email you?
Very occasionally, but yes, I have interacted. Yeah,
like he emails me during almost every broadcast and every show. And I've still not met him. I've met a couple guys along the way just as a courtesy. You know, both ways, right? Them give you know, okay. And I find this with Twitter too. There's some people out there, and I'm like, all right, it's exactly who are you? That's part of it. And there are some real interesting stories. And 95% of the time, the interactions beforehand were positive. And to be completely frank with you, Reed, some of the harshest critics, certainly during the pursuit of the Downtown Entertainment Arena complex, you know, I got to know a couple of guys that were real critics of that. And very fair-minded individuals, just had a different perspective than I did. But yeah, there's some interesting stories out there. And you know, I know what the numbers are in terms of our podcasts normally during the course of a normal time period. This would not be that right now, but during the season. And I know in the case of Oilers Now, over 20% of our listeners are from 20 to 25% are from outside the province of Alberta, which tells you, you know, what sort of interest there is in the hockey team. The Oilers have a great brand. They've got arguably the most exciting team, most electrifying team in NHL history. And then we try to put a compelling product on by having really good guests. So it all coincides. And along the way, you do have the privilege of meeting some pretty unique and cool people.
Bob Stauffer joining us then on Inside Sports. Oilers Now every weekday, noon to 2 here on 630 Chet. Okay, Bob, I'm going to pull you into a conversation we were having earlier this week on Inside. Kellen, how did it come up? Did you remember? Do you even remember how we got on that?
What's the VCR comment?
No, the 1970s Eskimos.
Oh, 70s Eskimos. I think it just came out of the blue.
Talking about, and so I put out randomly on the text line, text me your favorite Eskimo from the 1970s. And like, because I don't remember anybody from the 70s, because I was born in 74. I will say this, Bob. George McGowan was the overwhelming winner. We got to the bottom of the pronunciation and career, and I want to see if you remember this guy. Do you remember John Wydrani?
Yeah, he was a safety defensive halfback that had that one time the single season interception return average or something like that for the CFL.
Yes, he led the Eskimos in picks until Hybaugh broke all the records a few years later. Okay, so your favorite 1970s Eskimos, and I'm also curious, how were you able to consume the Canadian Football League as a young Bob Stauffer at that time? Because we did not have the television we had nowadays.
Yeah, well, my experience was through Brian Hall. And I've mentioned this before on the air. The first cognitive radio memory that I have is of Brian calling the 1973 Western Final. And we were driving in my dad's Country Squire station wagon, the one with the wood paneling on the side. And my dad was all pumped up at the end of the game because John Beaton had made an interception late to seal a victory for the Edmonton Eskimos. So for me, it was on radio. We lived on an acreage out in Fulton Vale, and I had four sisters. And I listened to, at that time, the games were on CJCA. And I listened, like on a Labor Day game, you know, for, say, a 2 o'clock kickoff out of Calgary, I'd be listening to CJSA all morning. All summer, I listened to CJSA with the Bill and Bill show and then getting into Brian Hall and even into, you know, with Fred Fleming, Point Counterpoint and all that kind of stuff that they used to do. So I was an old school Brian Hall listener and then obviously listened to Rod Phillips calling the games on what was then CFRN radio. And The Bill and Bill show, for me, they're both very talented guys. And here's the irony of all these situations is I would end up working with Bill Matheson towards the end of his career at ITV when I was shortlisted on Sports Night in 1989-90. You know, obviously Brian Hall's still in studios, and then I end up doing the last 2 years with Rod Phillips. So, and then in terms of my favorite Esco, there's two from that era. Dale Potter was, believe it or not, a library teacher at my school out in Fultonville.
No way.
And in grade 8, I'm serious.
That's
awesome. So I remember I was in charge of all the kids in the junior high at Fultonville that year. It was to get, you know, and this was all Acreage kids, and this was a new school, but was to get everybody to send a telegram off to Dale Potter for the 1978 Grey Cup. And Dale pulled me aside actually when I was 13, and I was probably already 5 foot, maybe 5 foot 10 at that point, and probably 165, 170 pounds. And he told me, he goes, look, I've seen you skate. I've seen you play football. You're not going to be big enough to play on the line. They're going to try to push you to the line, but you've already started to grow a bit. So it, you know, you should play hockey instead of football. And then once I got to know him, my second favorite Eskimo from the 1980s or from the 1970s was Tom Wilkinson. I worked at the university with Tom. He was an unbelievable guy. Least of all the coaches that we had at the U of A. You know, you have to be driven. You have to be successful. Well, he was that as an athlete, and he worried about all the programs when he was at the university, not just the Golden Bears football one. Maybe he wasn't the greatest coach in the world, but he sure in hell was one of the greatest guys you could ever meet. So I would go with Tom Wilkinson and Dale Potter. I've not been in contact with Dale. Actually, I haven't talked to Wilkie for a number of years as well, but those would be my two guys.
You'd never told me that Potter story before. That was incredible. Tom Wilkinson, always probably 4 or 5 years ago, he and Heck Pothe did an hour with me in studio, and that's one of those where, as a host, you just get to sit back and listen. They were really a lot of fun to have in. All right, Bob, you know, we haven't seen each other in like 3 weeks. It's a little alarming.
Yes,
but which also means we haven't done a quiz for Stauffer in quite a while. So what a way to
is this going
to
be on,
Bob?
Is this going to be on Mindhunter or Ozark? Because I might have a chance on that.
Okay, Mindhunter, my dad and I watched it. We finished it a few weeks ago. We did not like season two as much as season one, especially the second half of season two. So I will give you that caveat. I have not watched Ozark, but maybe I'll get into that.
I've just started season three on Ozark. So, yeah, Mindhunter kind of was a little evasive on the, you know, what do I call that? Spoiler alert. Obviously, it studies sort of the investigative work from the FBI and behavioral sciences dealing with specifically serial murders. In fact, they actually named serial murders, and there was real cases in it. So it was really well done. So great show nonetheless. I'm going to assume this is a sports trivia-related question. Is that right?
And there's three questions, and the topic is South America, okay?
Okay.
What South American nation won two of the first four World Cups?
Uruguay.
They won in 1930, and they won in 1950. As your second question, who are the two teams they defeated in the championship games?
In 1950?
Yeah, 30 and 50. It's two different nations.
Well,
and remember, the category is South America.
The category is South. So, in 1950, they would have beaten Brazil in 1950.
Yep.
Because that was in Brazil. 1930, and it's South America. I'll go with Brazil again both times.
It was actually Argentina, Bob.
In 1930. Wow.
Yeah. And of course, they also hosted that year.
Argentina hosted in 1930.
Yeah. No, sorry. Uruguay hosted the very first one in 1930.
Yeah, Uruguay hosted. I was going to say I would have been surprised if Argentina. So, all right. So I got Uruguay. I went one for two. Brazil, it was a big story that Brazil lost in 1950. So it was Brazil they beat in 50, right?
Yeah. So you got 1.5 out of two questions. Third one's I think you're going to get. You're going to laugh at me, but I had to do it. What Argentinian golfer won the 2009 Masters?
Seve Ballesteros.
The 2009 Masters. Argentinian.
Oh, is that Jimenez? Is that, or my guy, Ballesteros is Spanish.
You're close. The guy I like. And hell.
Oh, who's that? Oh, Cabrera.
The doc, how do you, they call him.
Yeah. Like, why don't you give me a real question? Like, who scored two goals for... two goals for Argentina in 1978, or which prominent Dutch player did... Well, here's a really easy one for you, Reed. Which Dutch star did not play in the 1978 World Cup? Holland lost in 74 to West Germany. Gerd Müller scored twice, but basically the best player in the world at that time, who was playing for Barcelona, you know, in Catalonia, did not play in the 1978 World Cup.
I don't know. I was four. I honestly don't know.
Johan Cruyff, and that was so. I mean, you bring the Oilers radio analyst, and you ask him three questions about.
World soccer.
I do like world soccer. I'm not as big into world golf, though. I really like rugby as well, I must tell you. I've become a big fan. I like rugby. I like soccer. I like NCAA college football. I'm liking Ozark. I'm liking Mindhunter. Reed, I'm hoping that at some point the way we're going right now, we might not be talking a lot of Oilers hockey until maybe, unfortunately, maybe, I mean, if we might not be looking until October the way it's going right now. Try to stay as positive as possible, okay?
Well, I am, and you too, and thank you so much for coming on the show. This was a really fun chat.
Hey, anytime, Reed. Take care.
That's
see ya.
Bob Stauffer checking in tonight, host of Oilers Now, noon to two every day on 6:30 Chet. Just for a little bit of history, it's a little bit of a running joke where I would just mention Angel Cabrera around Bob just for no reason at all. So I thought he would get that one, the little inside joke. Angel Cabrera, great golfer. Two-time major champion. And his nickname is the Duck. There's your fun fact for the night, everybody. We're going to take a quick timeout. Inside Sports on Chet. All right, thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. We're going to New Zealand after the 7:30 news. Well, on the phone. I'm not actually traveling there in the next 7 minutes. You know, if we had a transporter like Star Trek, I could go there right away. This portion of the show, presented by Furnace Family. Experience the Furnace Family.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Difference. Your furnace replacement specialist with over 500 five-star Google reviews. Call 7804-FAMILY or visit furnacefamily.com. So much for tuning in tight. We have a very unique Edmonton Oilers fan on the show tonight. We're going to go all the way to New Zealand and welcome Greg Bowron to the show. Greg, you're on with Reed Wilkins. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks. Thanks, Reed. Thanks for giving me a ring. Good evening to you and good afternoon from here.
Yeah, what time is it?
It's 2:30 on Saturday afternoon here.
Okay. Well, it's nice to hear your voice after the odd email over the last few years. And thanks for being willing to come on the show. Let everybody know how things are with the virus in New Zealand. How is everybody handling it?
Well, as well as to be expected, I think. I think the cases have just almost got to around 1,000 in New Zealand. So it's been slowly building. We've been on lockdown or isolation, enforced isolation for the last week. So I've been working from home for about 2 weeks now. So I work for a food dairy company, so it's just carried straight on as normal. So it's been busier than ever.
What city do you live in, Greg?
I'm from Christchurch, so I'm in the middle of the South Island. So it's a nice April autumn day here.
Oh yeah, right. It's autumn there. I forgot about that. And how big is the city, population-wise?
About 400,000.
Okay, so not bad, not bad. Okay, well, I want to ask you a little bit more about life there, but let's dive into this. Like, you literally live on the other side of the world from where we are. How in the heck did you get to be a supporter of the Edmonton Oilers?
Well, it goes back around 2011. I came and lived in Canada for 12 months. Around about this time, it was about March, so I ended up in Edmonton. And I still remember the game I watched, Calgary versus Edmonton at the end of March, and they were up 4-1. So, and I was like, oh, this is my team now. And then they lost in overtime 5-4. So that's what started me off. And then I was in Edmonton to watch the Vancouver Game 7 against Boston. So that got me exposed to the passion of the fans in Canada. So, and then I returned to New Zealand, and then it wasn't until, say, 2013-14 I came across all the podcasts that you put up and realized I could keep tabs on the team regardless of the time difference using Oilers Now and Inside Sports.
Well, that's very cool to hear, and that's amazing you stuck with the Oilers because, as you know, they kind of weren't very good and hadn't been very good for a while during that era you picked up watching them.
That's right. So I think that's what's made it quite good because, obviously, 2016 and 17 was such a high after all the lows. So I think that's what makes it better. Like this season, I was looking forward to the playoffs after the last 2 years as a bit of a low. So, I was all geared up for April to kick on with the postseason, but obviously not meant to be.
Out of the 82 regular season games, how many will you watch?
Very few, to be honest. The time zone doesn't quite work, and it's my summer, so for most of the time. So I try to get out most of the time, but I was going to subscribe for the playoffs to try and watch it through from April to completion.
Okay, cool.
So I listen to... Sorry, I use the radio most of the time, so I always listen to Overtime Open Line if I can on catch-up, or often the Friday night, Saturday night games are my weekend afternoons here, so I often listen to those live on 6:30 Ched because it's sort of my mid-afternoon, sort of between 2 and 4 o'clock, all the West Coast games, so I can listen to most of those.
Oh, that's awesome. What did you know about hockey in the NHL before you were in Canada and saw some games?
Very little, to be honest. It's hardly played here at all. There's a minor competition that plays for about 12 weeks in the wintertime here. But so obviously, normally in New Zealand, you're more of a, well, rugby in the winter, cricket in the summer. So it was quite an eye-opener when I got to Canada. I lived most of my time in Vancouver, to be honest. I moved to Vancouver from Edmonton. So I was there for about 8 or 9 months before I came back to New Zealand.
What were you doing in Canada for that year?
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, what were you doing in New Zealand or in Canada for that year?
Just working. I ended up just getting a sort of a temp job in Vancouver to pay my rent and did a little bit of travel around and just in between Edmonton and Vancouver. So I went saw the highlights of the Rockies, which was amazing. So I'll be interested to get back, but I'll be interested to see when I could even do that, maybe next year or the year after maybe.
How do you describe hockey to your friends in New Zealand who haven't seen it?
Well, most of my friends do watch a lot of American sports, so they, American Canadian sports, so they are aware of it. Most of them, I'm the only hockey fan, but they more watch the NBA or the NFL, so I don't really need to explain much to them, but they're just aware of it on the periphery.
So how do you explain, though, that you've adopted the Edmonton Oilers as your favorite team? Like, because you've taken it to another level.
They used to it by now. It's sort of been 7 or 8 years now. They keep, it's hard to explain, really. But they just see me in my roll their eyes, to be honest.
What? Like, do you have a jersey, a T-shirt? Do you have any merch for the team?
Yeah, I've got a couple of hats and a couple of jerseys, so I normally sort of hang them up for good luck on game days. So obviously it doesn't always work, but it's quite good every now and then. I'll be out in public every few months and I'll see one Oilers fan and we'll sort of acknowledge each other. They'll be wearing like a jersey or a hat as well. So there are a few here and there, which is quite good to see.
Oh, good stuff. Okay, Greg Bowron joining us on Inside Sports, an Oilers fan from New Zealand. So he told you how he started cheering for the team in 2013, and he's stuck with it, listens to Chet a lot to follow the games. So tell us a little bit about the sports scene in Christchurch. What local teams do you have there that get big support?
The biggest team would be the Canterbury Crusaders. They're the Super Rugby team. So that season normally runs from about February till June, July. So obviously that started in February and finished the start of March, and we got put on pause. I think the season's been cancelled now, but so that's a sort of a Southern Hemisphere competition between South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, Argentina, and Japan. So there's about, I think there's 15 teams in that competition. So, and then obviously cricket is the other popular one in the summertime. So there's a national domestic competition of four-day matches and one-day matches. So, yeah.
For 4-day matches. I still can't wrap my head around that.
it's hard to explain. Once you get into it, it's quite good. So there's sort of no sport quite like it once you delve into it.
Okay, so rugby and cricket. Is soccer big in New Zealand? Or, I guess, football, what the rest of the world calls it?
We call it soccer as well. But okay. Football is slowly taking over because we have so much British exposure to the soccer over there. So it's getting bigger. There's one professional team in Wellington, which is the capital. They play in the Australian League. So in the Murphy's Law, they were doing quite well this season, heading for the playoffs, and then that season has stopped as well.
Okay.
And rugby league's the other big one. There's a professional rugby league team in Auckland.
Oh, okay.
Right. So they play in Australia as well.
All right. And obviously the New Zealand national rugby team has been incredible forever.
Yeah, they're not bad. Yeah. they've got a pretty good record. Obviously a bit of a blip last year in the losing in the semi-final of the World Cup, but a good game. So, but yeah, they've done all right previous to that. I was actually in Canada for the 2011 Rugby World Cup when it was in New Zealand, so I had to watch that from afar.
Oh, good stuff. Okay. Well, this is really cool. Okay, now, this might be a stupid question. Is there a skating rink in Christchurch? Is there anywhere where you could go skating?
There is one, yes. Yeah, I've probably been there once in the last 15 years, so...
Okay, so a little different than Canada, where there's an arena every couple of blocks.
That's right, yeah. So very rare that I go there.
Who's your favorite Oiler since you started following the team?
I don't really have one, to be honest, but probably Leon Draisaitl would be my favorite one, I think. Just watching him, how he's changed over the last, four seasons since he arrived, so... and just to see how well he's doing this year and last year, it's quite amazing. So I'll probably have to say Leon.
Yeah, he's not bad, not bad. Well, Greg, this was awesome to talk to you and let everybody know how you started cheering from the Oilers and how you follow them from very far away. I hope you get up to a game here when we're back playing again, and we can meet you in Studio 99 before or after the game. Rob Brown and I do our pre- and post-game shows from there when the Oilers are at home. Thanks for being willing to do this, and thanks for your emails over the years. I hope we're going to stay in touch.
No, thank you very much. I was flattered that you would like to ring me and keep up the good work. I always enjoy listening to the overtime shows, especially all the fans that ring in. Obviously, Scott from Boston, and it's always good to listen to, and I love Rob's analysis as well. So it's good descriptions for people like me that don't really understand it the way most Canadians would. So keep up the great work, and I hope everyone is well and keep your families well at this time.
Right on. Thanks, Greg. See ya.
Appreciate the call. Thank you.
That is Greg Bowron on checking in tonight. I am glad to finally talk to that gentleman from Christchurch, New Zealand, and a huge Edmonton Oilers fan who started following the team while he was in Canada for a year back in 2013. Man, that was really cool. Doesn't get to watch a lot of the games, but listens a lot on 630 CHED, so it's nice to have that connection. And, obviously different there, rugby and cricket. I sort of understand cricket, Kellen. I don't understand how the matches take 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. About the only time I see cricket is if there's like a cricket blooper on TV, like that one guy that got, the repeated pitches to the groinal region from the cricket ball here about half a year ago or so.
Yeah. All right. It's 7:45.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You can reach out at 780-496-0063, calling or texting Inside Sports on 630 CHED.
Request from Roadhammer. This is a Finnish group called The Poodles. The song is called The Greatest.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's got a decent vibe to it.
Kind of reminds me of Bon Jovi a little bit.
Thanks a lot for tuning in tonight, 10 minutes before 8. Some guests on Inside Sports get gift certificates to Northern Chicken, bringing down south comfort food to Edmonton with their creative take on Southern classics spun with a modern twist, northchickenyeg.com. I got to join the chorus of people congratulating one of my coworkers here at 630 CHED, and sometimes it's still a little odd to call him a coworker because I used to listen to him on the radio growing up as a youngster in Evansburg, and that is Bob Layton, our esteemed news director, morning news anchor, who is celebrating 50 years in broadcasting today. Or as he would say it, 50 years in broadcasting. Of course, that is a loving tribute to Bob that sometimes I will attempt an impression of this great man. I don't see Bob a lot anymore because he's here early in the morning and I tend to come in the afternoon, but we get to run into each other every once in a while. It was last year at some point. I can't remember what happened, but Bob had to come in the evening and anchor the newscasts. So he was on 6, 6:30, 7, 7:30 during Inside Sports.
I remember this.
And I said on air, I said Bob Stauffer, or I said Bob Layton, finally achieving one of his career dreams and getting to read the news during Inside Sports. And I just threw that out there. And then the next commercial break, he opens the door here to the studio and pops his head in and he goes, "I heard that. That's a good one, Reed." And he had a little chuckle over it. 50 years for Bob Layton, an incredible broadcaster, great storyteller, and pretty awesome to work with him here at 630 CHED.
Pierce fight for the puck against Jonathan Toews. Nurse won the battle, tries to hold inside. Score! Kyler Yamamoto upstairs! Now it's Nugent-Hopkins. Back to the point. Nurse on the half wall. Drysdale battles through a check. Nugent-Hopkins down low. Yamamoto scores! Kyler Yamamoto breaks the tie!
Kyler Yamamoto, 11 goals, 26 points in 27 games for the Oilers this season. He was on with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Now earlier today, and of course he enjoyed playing with Leon and the Nuge.
I mean, playing with those two, anytime you can get the puck to them, something good's going to happen. Figured that out from game one playing with them. But I think, honestly, this year it's just played with more confidence. You know, if I can make a play, make it. You know, I know my first years, obviously I wanted to get those guys to puck more. But it was like every time I got the puck, I wasn't even trying to look a play for myself. If they were had two guys on them, I was like, I got to give it to them. They're gonna make a better play than me. So, but this year I kind of just went in there and I was like, you can make plays, you know, just as capable as them. But if it's there to give them the puck, then give it to them. But if not, then, you know, take it on yourself, try to make some plays, be confident with it. And so I think that was, for me, this year. And that it taught me a lot down in the AHL, you know, that you got to do that too. So I think going down really helped me out a lot, you know, in that aspect.
Yamamoto also had this to say about taking a big step forward this season.
Unbelievable. Well, you know, coming up my first years, you know, not how I expected it, that's for sure. But coming back up and, you know, being able to play with those two guys, just being more comfortable around the guys, I think just maturing just a little bit, you know, down in the AHL, it definitely helped me out a lot. You know, this year was a dream come true, just being able to play with those two, you know, and being able to click with them right off the hop. I know my first 2 years, I was trying to do all those things, but they just weren't going. You know, obviously I couldn't score my first year, which was definitely, you know, a struggle. You know, wish I would have done some things a little bit different, but, you know, it worked out, you know, in the end. So, you know, really happy about that, and hopefully we can keep things going.
A little bit there from Kyler Yamamoto. He's back in the United States as we go through the pandemic. Robert is on line one. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, man, I just want to give you a shout-out saying you're hitting it out of the park this week. What a great show. I especially enjoy these interviews, and I would love, if you haven't already done it, to hear interviews with Halsey, with Mr. Layton. Great impression, by the way, with Rob Phillips. And I realize this may be a stretch, but if you could somehow get an interview scheduled with Vin Scully and or Al Michaels, that would be awesome.
Well, we're going to try to get the best possible games guests we can, Robert. I'm not going to make any promises about some of the people that you threw out there. They would be incredible to have on the show, but thank you.
Well, they are the Mount Rushmore, in my opinion, of sports broadcasters. But I don't know if we have time, but a couple of minutes, I can tell you an old-time story.
You'll have to do it in about minute 20 if you can.
Minute 20, I can do it. So we've never met, but I have basically a face for radio and a body for video games, despite my great love for organized sport. And one time, years ago, when I first met my wife, married her, and adopted her two kids, young kids in Edmonton, my son was maybe in fifth grade, I'm thinking, and I took him on a play date with some girl in the fifth grade or sixth grade, and I'd taken him home that night, and I said, how'd it go? And he says, well, Dad was kind of scared me. And I put on the brakes. I said, do I need to go back? And he says, no, it's great. It's great. He's a really nice guy. I said, well, what was scary? He says, he was just really big. Like I shook my hand and my hand disappeared in his. And he says, oh, okay. And so we drive on another block. Nothing's being said. And then he says, Dad? I says, yeah, son. Have you ever heard of a guy named Dave Semenko?
Nice. That's funny, Robert. Yeah, I'm sure he had a handshake that was definitely memorable. Hey, thanks for listening, man. I appreciate the kind words. Take care of yourself, okay?
Have a great weekend. Listen to you next week.
All right, that is Robert, 780-496-0063. You heard from Greg Bowron, Oilers fan from New Zealand. Oilers now host Bob Stauffer, Wichita Thunder defenseman Riley Wislowski, and Gord Wilson, Ottawa Senators analyst who is recovering from COVID-19. Our scheduled guests for Monday, former big league pitcher Ryan Dempster and TSN's Dan O'Toole from Jay and Dan. Big thanks to Dave Campbell, the producer of Inside Sports. Kellen Kennedy is your studio operator. Thank you very much for tuning in. My name is Reed. Take care.
It's Friday.
630 CHED Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Weekdays at 6 on 630 CHED.